One of the great gifts given to us by Gurudeva is the description of God. And in our terminology, we call it the three perfections, three different aspects of God. And why is this important? Well, it's important because otherwise it can be very confusing. We read scripture and God is described as a person. We read scripture and God is described as transcendent. We read something else and God is omnipresent consciousness. We read something else and so forth. We can end up kind of confused. We try and worship God Shiva and we run into our confusion. We say, what exactly is the nature of God Shiva? So when it comes to the five actions, of course, this relates to the personal God, Parameshvara, and that's one of the perfections. God Shiva as a person, who can be seen as a person. And Gurudeva's powerful vision of Lord Shiva as a person is what we were fortunate enough to have on our Sanmarga property where the Svayambhu Lingam is. That's where God Shiva as a person appeared to Gurudeva. And from that, the Hariwan temple has come forth. And of course, that's one of the aspects that makes the Hariwan temple very special is it was founded upon a vision. Temples can be founded for many reasons. We want a cultural center, want a place where it's warm, whatever. Temples are founded for many reasons, but when they're founded on a vision, it gives the temple a special quality. The second concept of God is omnipresence, and that's nicely conveyed in Yoga Swami's statement, bliss, 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 here, there, everywhere am I. So in this case, he's identifying himself with the consciousness, which is God Shiva. He calls it an I also. And when we're in that consciousness, because we're attuned to omnipresence, we can't go anywhere or come anywhere. There's no going, there's no coming. There's no movement. We can't travel because we're already everywhere. So Gurudeva would sometimes joke about it. He'd be driving along and tell you that he wasn't moving. That was his way of describing what Yogaswami was describing. I'm not moving. Nothing's moving because he was already everywhere. So you can't move if you're already everywhere. You can only move if you're somewhere going somewhere else. Then you have a sense of moving. But in that state of consciousness, there's no moving. We're already there. We can be running down the street and we're not moving because we're already everywhere. And then Gurudeva has given us the description of Shiva as the transcendent, absolute, Parashiva. Identical with Paramatma, the transcendent self. And one of Gurudeva's unique contributions to talking about the self is he describes it so precisely. Very hard to think about the transcendent. What does it mean for something to be transcendent? What does it mean for something to be the absolute? So, how does he describe it? Of course, we all know how he describes it. Timeless, formless, spaceless, and causeless. Like the emptiness on the inside of an empty box, which isn't empty, but is the fullness of everything. So the word empty is very useful word to grab onto. It's an emptiness. It's a fullness. Timeless, causeless, spaceless, formless. So this is very useful in terms of thinking about it, in terms of searching for it, in terms of realizing it, because we have a description. We sit down, we go into the inner light, and we see all this beautiful inner light. We know that's not the self. Even though it's blissful and wonderful, we're not confused. Oh, I found the self. We get into a state of consciousness where we feel everything is one. Oh, this is beautiful. Must be the self. No, we know that's not the self. Because it's something. It's a thing. It's not nothing. It's not empty. So we even have to go deeper than those realizations of light and unity of consciousness to get near the self. So that's a wonderful contribution Gurudev has made. It makes realization of the self a lot easier because it's described so precisely.